Blog Talk Radio.
After being absent 2 years away from the octagon, John Howard returns to the UFC to fight Uriah Hall. Howard explains what he plans on doing on a man who was supposed to be the next Anderson Silva. The employee defeated the president, Dave Huckabee, relives the night where he beat legend Ray Seffel on the World Series of Fighting. Bellator has dropped the women's division. Jessica Aguilar was part of that promotion. Now she lets us know what her future will hold. This plus more on The Roman Show, which starts right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome you to another edition of The Roman Show with your host, Rodolfo Roman. Now, Mikey Ruckus, rain down hellfire and brimstone!
I consider the beat, I consider the bounce. He considers the people when he considers the crowd. Ain't nothing to it, cause we all go through it. It's the start of The Roman Show, let's go through it. Come on, we pop shots as you lick in your chops. So straight to the top, the moment that the solo will drop.
Yeah, I'm
out of the lock and tired of the knot. We got the industry crossover, like it or not. Keep watching.
You had him at all, you had him in heard. From Miami up to Detroit, 3 1/3. East Coast, West Coast, yeah, we going to curve. With a red carpet, new great shock in the world. Come on, ride, come and join The Roman Show. Coming back to attack the world.
After that short break there, and on the line we have Dave Huckabee, who, wow, what an amazing fight he had against Ray Seffel, the president of the World Series of Fighting. You were here last week. We were talking about how this fight, how much it meant to you, and a victory over Ray Seffel, what it meant to you, and you know what, you accomplished that. Dave, how are you feeling after that great victory you had last Saturday on national TV?
Man, I'm sitting on top of the world, man. I feel great right now. A little sore, my leg's a little sore, but I feel blessed.
Yeah, I think the whole the thing that was trending after when they interviewed you was the whole Let's Get Naked thing. How did that come about? How did that come about?
Yeah, I was gonna, it's funny that you asked me that, man, because I have a saying that I say all the time, man. I say get naked, and it's just a figure of speech for me. When I say get naked, it's just I want you to – that for me is like just be you. Say what you feel. Do what you do. You know, I feel like so many people hold things back. You know, you ever been in a conversation where somebody asks you something, and instead of telling them what you really feel, you kind of beat around the bush? Well, me, man, I'm one of those guys where I'm going to hurt your feelings with the truth. I'd rather hurt your feelings with the truth than tell you what you want to hear with the lie. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, let's talk about that fight, man. In the beginning, it seemed like you were in a little bit of trouble, but you just came through just plummeting Ray Seffel there with some vicious punches. And when you came on the show, you yourself said that you were going to stand and bang, and you definitely did that during that fight.
I honestly, man, during the fight, and I'm not trying to be big-headed, but really I didn't feel like I was in trouble at all. I mean, I got kicked, but I mean, I really didn't get punched hardly ever. The spinning back fist, I blocked. You know, the other head kick, I blocked. I really didn't feel personally that I was in trouble during the fight by any means. The leg kicks hurt, don't get me wrong. But I knew the longer the fight went, the better it was for me. I conditioned really hard for the fight, you know. I'm not a quitter, man. I'm not going to quit because of leg kicks. I'm not somebody that you would have just, that I'm going to lay down. That's not my style. I wouldn't have done that. You know, the only time, you know, I don't know, as far as punching goes, I didn't feel like I was in trouble at all. You know, the leg kicks were good. That was about, you know, all that really hurt me during the fight.
And, Dave, after that fight, you know, Ray, it seemed like he hanged up his boot from what I understand. I didn't really understand it there. But how did you feel knowing that you defeated such a legend? And when did you finally get back down to earth and say, wow, I did this thing?
man, it's still setting in, to be honest. I mean, for me to even, for me to compete with Ray at that level, you know, to beat him kind of at his own game in the stand-up thing, it made me realize, man, that my stand-up skills are for real, you know what I mean? I know a lot of critics, you know, everybody, no matter what you do or how you win or if you lose, you're always going to have people, you know, those articles that it was a sloppy fight, there's articles about sloppy hands. I don't know, man. It was a blessing, man. Just to be in the ring with somebody like Ray, to be part of that, to even be part of it, man. It was awesome. I'm still like in shock about it, really, to be honest right now. My friends are like, man, did you realize who you just eat? And I'm like, man, I do, but I don't, man. I'm still like, oh, you know, it's kind of hard to explain.
And how did you celebrate the victory?
Man, I just went out with my wife and my kids. We went back to our room. A couple of my real close friends, we went back to the room, and we just talked about everything, man. I had a few drinks, you know, and I didn't really get out of control. I just had a blast, man. I had a good time. We're still kind of celebrating it every day, you know. My friends are coming over. People took me out to dinner the week I got back or the second day, you know. It was just kind of crazy, man. Just still on cloud nine, yeah.
Guillermo?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Guillermo, are you there?
Yep, go ahead.
You lost your gear.
So, Dave, come now. What's next for you? You signed a deal with the World Series of Fighting. Any future opponents that you have in mind? Have they mentioned anything? Are you set to schedule in September in the next fight card, or you're going to wait a little bit for later on this year?
I'm thinking we're going to do something in October. Nothing signed or set in stone yet. Ray did say he was going to keep me busy, man. He's a man of his word. So I'm thinking you guys will see me in October on the Miami card. I do not have an opponent yet. I don't know what's planned, but whatever Ray and the World Series of Fighting wants, you know, I'm willing to come out there and leave it all in the cage for you guys, for the fans and everybody.
Well, that is just great, Dave, and I hope you continue enjoying your victory all the way to hopefully May in October when you come down here to Miami. So we're in Miami, so we'll get to see you for the first time here, meet you face-to-face. So, Dave, I want to wish you, again, congratulations. And enjoy the victory. Anything else you'd like to say?
Man, I just want to say thank you to all the fans. Thank you for you guys for giving me some support, getting my name out there. Benford Custom Cycles, Sack Scrappers, all my training partners, my sparring partners that let me punch them and stuff every day. I'm just blessed, man. I'm living the dream, dude, without the millions. You know what I mean? I can't get in a better place than where I'm at right now. My kids think I'm a superstar. You know, everybody in my hometown, it's just... I'm loving it right now. I'm loving it.
Well, Dave, thanks so very much, man, and you have a good night, and thank you again.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, guys. Rudolph Roman of The Roman Show. Just want to let you know, if you have a business and you aren't seeing any traffic as far as customers, don't worry about it. Reach out to my good friend, simplyjvideos.com. They will go out to your business, they will film your product, they will film what you have to offer, they'll edit, they'll put it on the net, they'll put it out there, and guess what? You'll watch your business flourish. That's simplyjvideos.com. These guys have been in the business for a very long time, so trust you me, let simplyjvideos.com bring you the customers that you want. Simplyjvideos.com is an F-Pro company.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back on The Roman Show, and on the line, it's a pleasure to have none other than John Howard, who returned to the Octagon almost 2 years. It's been almost, John, that you returned now to the UFC. First and foremost, thanks so much. And, you know, the last time we saw you, well, I personally saw you, I saw you over here in Miami when you fought over at CFA. And that had been what? I think that was last year, if I'm correct?
Yeah, that was a couple of years ago. Yeah, that was awesome.
And now, John, you return to the UFC. You got the call. You're fighting Uriah Hall, a guy they were hyping up a lot when he was on The Ultimate Fighter. Some of them went as far as calling him or comparing him to Anderson Silva. But you stepped in after his opponent couldn't make it. But first, John, how are you feeling against this fight, and how does it feel to come back to the Octagon?
It feels good. It feels good to be on Octagon, especially for in Boston. This was the most exciting thing for me right now. And I can't wait, man. It's going to be a hell of a fight, man. I'm happy. This guy, Uriah, man, I think he's good, but I don't think he can compare to Anderson Silva yet. He hasn't fought nobody out of caliber. He fought some ultimate fighter guys who, needless to say, are really not that good, man. They're trying to be UFC fighters, but they're really not. You know, and yeah, he has some flashing knockouts, but let's see what happens when you fight a real striker. You know, and I like to point out when he fought a UFC caliber, a half UFC caliber, father, he lost. You know, so that's my thing, man. I think he's good, man, but I think the fans and the media is so overrating him a little too much.
Right, and looking at that fight he had in the Ultimate Fighter and finale, he got beat with the wrestling. But like you said, we're going to see something else here that you just said you're going to strike, you're going to stand and bang with this guy.
Yeah, man, that's what he was to deal with, man. I fought with some of the best strikers in the world. And, I mean, I traded with Tiago Alves, which was the best striker in the welterweight division. So me and GSP, you know, the world champion of the division, he's the best striker. And I'm pretty sure if he doesn't hit as hard, fight as hard as him, and he has a lot more skill and talent than Uriah Hall. You know, Uriah Hall has good striking and everything, but I don't think he's just, I think he's just personally overrated. People are raving about him, but I just don't see it. I don't see it. You know, I'm going to be the guy to test him. I'm going to be the UFC caliber fighter striker to test him. I want to see if he can take a clean hit or some serious power.
Now, John, do you think, though, because going back to some of the fights you saw on The Ultimate Fighter and looking at his record, some of the fights that he has that unorthodox type of style. Every now and then he'll throw these weird elbows or punches, stuff that you really don't expect. You think he'll try that against you, knowing that you are a veteran? Do you think I have a little bit more respect for you? Play it safe.
I don't know. Where's he playing, man? The way he's talking, I'm not sure he's really standing being with so much. Maybe he's trying to take me down. I got to see what it is, man. But the thing is, he has a respect that if he throws something crazy, you know, something wild, if he's flashy step, I have the eye and strange enough to see it. You know, I'll see it, and he got to be wary of that flashy stuff he gets. You know, he doesn't land it. The counter is way open. That's the problem with flashy stuff, man. You go flash, like, all right, something real simple. I could step the left, step the right. You have to move that flashy kick, man, and you get hit. So that's what he has to count on, man. It's my counter, man.
Now, John, knowing that you were out of the UFC for almost 2 years, what did you learn in the local promotions? Because you had, you had seven fights in the local promotions. You went 6-1. Which is phenomenal. What did you learn from that experience, traveling from state to state, meeting other people, meeting up-and-coming fighters? What did you take from this?
I just learned, man. I learned basics, man. That's my basics, man. The stuff that I was doing. I was being a wild striker. I'm not as wild as no more. I'm really more level and technical and clean my technique up. So, you know, I learned to be a lot more patient and not really, you know, go for it 100% like I used to, you know, just pick my time in and go when the time is right.
Knowing that you were in all these promotions, what do you think out of the promotions that you competed in, which one do you think that has or treats the best or is providing the best product out there, some of the ones that you competed in?
Besides the UFC, obviously the UFC is the best organization, MMA organization, the number one. But, you know, CES, MMA, Constantinian Sports MMA, they're treating me really good, man. And, when I went there, they treated me by that much the best respect, the utmost respect. And it was great, man. I got to give a shout out to them. You know, CFA has been pretty good to me when I was fought for them. You know, it's really good, man. So you got people who are trying to be a comparison to UFC. You know, but that being said, it's hard to be because UFC is number one and the number one for a reason. But you got people trying, man. But they've been good to me, man.
And knowing John out there, some of the talent that exists, some of the pool, did you also get a sneak peek at perhaps someone that you could be competing in the Octagon? They could probably make it into the UFC.
I've seen a few guys, man. Not nobody said, but there's a few guys that are out there. No names I'm not going to mention, but there's some serious talent, man. There's some scary guys out there who they get the right things, get their life in order. They could be a force to be reckoned with. But there's some talent out there. The talent pool is growing big time.
Right, John. Well done. I want to thank you very much for joining us this evening on The Roman Show. And, you know, if you were to say something to all your fans out there to tune in this Saturday and watch you against Uriah Hall. And I have to also mention that you're going to be part of this Fox Sports 1. It's a rebranding, the relaunching of this channel. That, on your case, it must also be very exciting.
It's very exciting, man, to be on main card and being on Fox Sports 1 TV, man. It's an honor, man. It's a dream come true. But it's going to be a good time, man. It's going to be great, man. I'm telling the fans to come watch it. Everybody knows who will watch me. I go out there and I fight, and I drop my heart out there and pick a good fight. So and nothing catches tire there, man. It's going to be a great fight.
And you're going to be in your home crowd there. That's a plus, huh?
That's a plus, man. If I hit in Boston, people think I got pressure on me. I have no pressure. You know, if I hit at home, it's easy for me. You know, I know I got the fans behind me. You know, and I honestly don't feel no pressure. Number one, they have them to win on paper. So, you know, the losing aspect, you know, I'm not worried about it. I'm pretty sure he's more worried about it than I am. You know, and I've been there, done that. You know, I've been around the world fight over in front of, like, 20,000 people before. So the pressure's not there, man. I'm just going to go out there and enjoy myself and have fun.
John, thank you so very much. Anything else you'd like to add?
Shout out to Torque. That's my new sponsorship, my workout shirt. Tomorrow, guys, I'm putting my shirt out, my personal Doomsday Bagger shirt. Hit me on Twitter and Facebook or Wadacrew.com. Shout out to Wadacrew, New England Combat Sports, CES, Dave Ginsburg, Carlos Nepo, John Allen, Scott Reen, Jorge Barrera, and all my trainers out there. Thank you so much.
And thank you, John, for coming out here and speaking to us. And good luck on Saturday. I'm sure you're having exciting, both you and Hall. And, well, hopefully we'll get to talk to you soon, and we'll be talking about a W.
Thank you. I'll play on now. Let's do that.
Will do. Thank you, John. Have a good night.
Want to catch up on past shows of The Roman Show? Don't worry about it. Listen, we are everywhere, from iTunes. We're on Stitcher Radio. We are also on RodolfoRoman.com. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, RRoman0201. That's it. Subscribe to it. Follow us on Twitter, at The Roman Show, or my personal one, at RomanDH.
All right, guys, we're back on The Roman Show, and on the line we have a good friend of the show, Jessica Jag Aguilar. Jess, how's it going? It's been a while since
good.
I've had you on the show.
I know, Rodolfo. Thank you for having me again on The Roman Show. It's nice to be back, and I'm doing good. Thank you. How are you guys?
Good. The new story was that Bellator is dropping the women's division. First and foremost, were you surprised with this?
Well, it was a little surprise to me, but, you know, obviously Bellator has done a great job with what they've done with us in the women's division in my weight class. And, you know, first of all, I'd like to thank them for giving me the opportunity to be where I'm at today and get to fulfill my dream. Which was becoming number one in the world in the strawweight division. I mean, I was a little surprised, but I wasn't at the same time. Only because, you know, they were trying to keep us as busy as possible, but it wasn't still enough. So they were trying to, you know, bounce ideas and see, you know, make matches happen, but it wasn't happening. So I think they did the best thing for us.
I mean, looking at your career with Bellator, they did that first, which was against Megumi Fuji, which she defeated. And I'm sure looking back, that's one of the top highlights of your career so far.
Yes, actually, you know, like I said, I'm thankful for the Bellator promotion, Bjorn, and all the team. They were great to me, and they gave me the opportunity to, you know, to get that fight that I've always wanted and to make my dream and my goal come true, which was becoming, you know, number one in the strawweight division. So, yeah, that was a fight that I wanted, and you know, they made it possible, and I'm grateful to them for that.
Now, Jess, obviously we got to speak about the future. What's going on? I know it just happened, but
no,
I've been in talks with that new promotion. I'm already jumping the gun, Jess.
No, it's all right. Good. Go ahead.
What are the plans? What are some of the things that are out there? I took notice that some promotions have been contacting you, but what's
right.
The future for Jess?
Well, the plan for Jag is obviously to remain number one in the world and to continue fighting. And I want to fight more often. I want to fight with a promotion that cares about the fighters, that has top level athletes. For me to prove that I am and I will remain the number one strawweight in the world, and I will, you know, leave back the legacy, the Jag legacy, which is, you know, being one of the top female MMA fighters of all time. So I'm looking for that organization that's going to provide me that and give me a great opportunity help me showcase more exciting fights for the fans. So, you know, I don't know what promotion that is yet. So I can't say anything. My management is, you know, getting contacted by different promotions. Of course, there are a few in mind, and one of them is Invicta. So, you know, it'd be an honor for me to represent them and represent and help my brand continue growing. So again, I can't say anything. I don't know where I'm going to be at. Those are my goals. I want to fight. I want to fight often. I want to, you know, fight with an organization that respects me and cares about my career and me. And I want to continue staying busy with other promotions as well as, you know, in commentating and things like that. So I want to continue being a great ambassador for our sport.
You mentioned, obviously, Invicta UFC, which is a great promotion, giving women an opportunity to fight a lot during the year. But any Miami or South Florida promotions maybe that you might kind of see if there's a spot for you? One of them, CFA, for example, they have now women's division.
Right. You know, I don't, you know, my management, you know, we're going to get on the call later today and kind of touch base on what's going on with our plan and people that have contacted them. I don't have I don't know anything right now. And the only reason I mentioned Invicta was because they have the largest group of ladies in my weight class and top level athletes. So, but I don't, you know, I don't know what's going on. Whoever offers me the best off, you know, the best deal and offers me and my team the best deal and keeps me busy and brings me high level competition to keep continuing showing that I am and proving that I am the best strawweight in the world.
And Jeff, knowing that you do want to keep busy here, but sometimes do you find it upsetting sometimes that you don't get enough fights or is the amount of fights that you're getting, is that how many fights you want to fight in a year?
You know, I'm not going to focus on the things that I get frustrated about. Of course, I want to stay busy, and of course, you know, I want to fight four times a year and four or five times a year, and you know, but I don't want to focus on the things that frustrate me. I want to focus on what I want. My goals are to fight often and continue being number one in my weight class.
Anyone in particular that you would like to compete? You know, you mentioned Megumi Fuji. You wanted to be the number one for all your competition.
You know, that was, that was my idol. That was the fight that I, you know, that was the person that I looked up to when I first started my career. Right now I have no one eyeing out. I mean, there's top-level competition right now. There's new talent. I'd love to, you know, it'd be an honor for me to get in the cage with anyone that is, that has the opportunity to challenge me.
Now, you last fought in March, but you've been keeping busy and training. And for folks to know there, what does Jessica Aguilar do during those times while she's waiting for a fight?
Well, you know, I have a normal life, and difficult, and I still could maintain, you know, I still keep up with my training, and I just started a new MMA fitness class that I'm doing as well, and I teach that, and that's mostly just to educate, you know, everyday people about our sport, and to change their lives, help them lose weight, show them some self-defense, and have fun, make them have fun, and learn about our sport.
And just, I'd like to ask you, since you've been in the game for some time now, have you seen an uprising in young ladies and girls, young girls, stepping up and practicing mixed martial arts, considering the times that you began? Have you seen an uprising because
Oh my gosh, really?
Of
course. Look at with the popularity that the sport has, you know, we came a long way, you know? Yeah, there's a lot of ladies, there's new faces every day, and it's exciting. It's exciting to see that, and then I want to continue motivating that. So I want to continue being an ambassador for them and encouraging anyone to get involved with a mixed martial art program, whether it's to lose weight or start training, self-defense, or, you know, if your goal is to become a professional fighter, do it. Find a good gym and you know, do it.
And you're right, Jessica. You know, how often do you turn on the news and it's unfortunate you hear of a woman that's being domestically abused or whatnot. Heck, you know, if you could defend yourself.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of cases. And there's, you know, it's great in different areas. It builds your confidence. It shows you self-defense. And, you know, and it gets people that, you know, interested in our sport. And continues and lets us continue our sports growth.
Well, how cool is that, Jessica Aguilar? I mean,
it's awesome.
If I was a woman, and I would be taught by Jessica Aguilar, I think I'll be a pretty ass-kicking machine after that. So that'd be pretty cool. For all those women out there that are live near Coconut Creek or South Florida, just head out to Coconut Creek. Yeah, and you can take the class there, Jessica Aguilar, and you're in good hands with her. Jess, anything else can I tell?
You know, like I always say, Rodolfo, thank you for having me. Thank you for always helping me put my story out there and supporting. I want to thank my team, American Top Team, and my family, my friends, all my fans, and everyone that's helped me get to where I am today. I'm blessed. I'm very thankful and grateful and honored to be in the spot that I am today. You know, thank you, and I'm just excited to see what's coming up for the future. I'll keep everyone updated, and I'll be in the cage soon. So, you know, thank you again. I left out to all the sponsors. I'm so sorry to all the sponsors that have helped me and continue supporting me on in my career.
And there's a lot of fights coming up down here in South Florida. Will you be out there in attendance?
Absolutely, yes. Always, you know, if the time permits, I love to show support of the local promotions and my friends. I mean, this is home. This is my backyard too. So I love to show support. I will be there. Fight Time, CFA, whatever. You just send me the invitation. And I'm there.
Nice. There you go. There you heard it, guys. Jessica Aguilar. Can't see her on TV yet. You can see her down here in South Florida during the fights, but I'm sure we'll be seeing her inside the cage soon. Jessica, always a pleasure, and thank you so very much.
Likewise, thank you so much.
Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome you to another edition of The Roman Show with your host, Rodolfo Roman. Now, Mikey Ruckus, rain down hellfire and brimstone!
I consider the beast, I consider the pound, he considers the people when he considers the crowd. Ain't nothing to it cause we all go through it. It's the start of the Roman Show, let's go through it. Come on, we pop shots as you licking your chops. Go straight to the top, the moment that the solar will drop.
Yeah,
got it on lock and tied in the knot. We got the industry crossover like it or not. Keep rocking.
You haven't been all, you haven't been heard. From Miami up to Detroit, 3 1/3. East Coast, West Coast, yeah, we go on the curve. With a red carpet news break, shocking the world. Come on, rise, come and join the Roman Show. Coming back to attack the world, we'll go. MMA, the pro wrestling, I can't go. Platforms designed for us, call this show. So make the world stop, know that name. Get the scoop, he's not afraid to flip this game. Brandon's a bogey, you all look the same. We don't rock and one of our shells, break the frame.
Calling if you got questions for the
Roman Show.
Comment concerns or suggestions for the
Roman Show.
Bringing topics of discussion to the
Roman Show.
Like a chance, spread the word about the
Roman Show.
Calling if you got questions for the
Roman Show.